Blog Talk Radio.
Family, welcome to the Vain Verdict Podcast. You already know who it is. It's your boy Pimp Black. Yeah, man. I am the Jacob Hope, man. Look, this is the Vain Verdict here to get a game service where that call change. I ain't certain, but I'm sure it's gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Salute to each and every last one of y'all checking in. Y'all already know where you're checking in from, but y'all already know how we do it, man. No pullbacks. Pull up. Come talk to me, family. We checking in from y'all already know how we do around this time. Where we at? Yeah, let me see the location.
Yeah.
See, you could have been anywhere else
and
in the world. Yeah, but you right here with your boy,
you did.
And you took me back, right?
I bring you back then, and I bring you back now. And I make my peace, carry on somehow. But when it's all done, it might make you last. Yeah, cause you know it, like I know it. And you feel it, like I show it.
I don't know what it is.
And then when we got it real,
find out my intersections. I already know how to do it all the time. Cause I appreciate it, I'm grateful. United States, Singapore, Canada, St. Martin, India, checking in. This is how they put me in. California live. New Orleans, I see you. Carolina, go for them. North and South. Yeah. New York City, people like family. Of course, ATL. Why name it? So we claim it. You did. Jersey, I see Philly. What's up? Come on, New York, what's up? L.A.
Different shows, different folks, yeah, we both
LA, DJ, what's
it's a band, it doesn't right? matter yeah. now, cause, yeah, we feel the same. I can take it all in, no matter what you did, style. It was our problem then, still our problem now. We're gonna get
man.
Better, let's start right here.
This is what we do every time around this time. Man.
You know it, like I know it. You feel it, like I
show
it. And then
I'm going to make progress. And I'm going to do that with this melanated hue that I have, man. Hey, look, I couldn't do it by myself. As y'all see, man, salute. My boy, Denzel Smith. Man, talk to me.
I appreciate you, bro. First and foremost, thank you for opening up your doors to me. You got me in your home. That's real.
Yeah, man, welcome to the domain, man.
You man, your palatial estate that you got going on here, motherfucker went to the bathroom, turned left, and I was in another wing. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for inviting me over here first and foremost. I appreciate you. We only known each other for a short time, but it seemed like a long time, my guy. So,
sure, man, that's how I go when it, you know, when it comes
Cheers.
To family. You know, when it comes to love and respect, and I had the utmost for you, bro.
Hey,
you know
so let's do it, man.
And that's why we're here, family. You know, I know, you know, going to talk about a few things tonight, you know, different, obviously, you know, how we normally do it around here. But, you know, salute to my boy for joining us, you know what I'm saying?
Just sipping tea, by the way. This ain't nothing but some
yeah,
tea,
man. Salute to...
salute to Jameson. Matter of fact, let me shout out this Jameson and let me shout out
because ain't no sponsors in.
Ain't no sponsors
right now. Ain't no sponsors in right now.
My brother's name is also Jameson. So let me shout him out real quick and he gonna come here and talk to us real soon. He a superhero in his own right. So we gonna do that
then.
Together one time soon.
Sure. Say no more. That's the move.
Come here plugging, niggas. I make it seem like I do this shit, huh?
My y'all already know, man. Again, everybody salute. Family checking in on the YouTube. Hit that like, hit that subscribe button. Everybody listening in on Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Overcast, Google, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, wherever you listen to it at, man. Salute. Appreciate every last one of y'all. Hit that subscribe, hit that share. Tell a friend, man. You know what I mean? For one of y'all, of course, y'all already know. Welcome to Black World Volume 1. And Volume 2 out on our platform.
Yes, sir.
Check it out. Look it out. You know what I mean? BlackAdelicEntertainment.com. Anything else?
I'm looking it out right after this.
You know what I mean?
Looking it out right now.
Hey, man. See, I mean, there it is, man.
Got you, my brother.
I'll do it like that, man. Hey, look, y'all. So, look, hey, you know, man, D-Boy, hold on.
We
got to
talk.
You got to
talk.
We got to talk, bro.
Come on, let's talk, bro. We got to talk.
Before we even get in, like, you know what I mean? Man, salute R.I.P. to DMX, man.
Yes, sir.
To the dog, you know.
One of the GOATs.
I haven't talked to the family since, you know what I mean? Obviously, before his untimely demise, but,
man,
you know, R.I.P., the one of the greats. And, you know, I can truly say for me, DMX was, you know what I mean, a real instrumental figure, you know what I mean, in my coming up, you know what I mean, in my life.
So if we can talk about it for a second, with me with DMX, I'm about to turn 30 next week, so I'm kind of like that guy that I'm LeBron, not Michael, right? So okay. That Michael era is different from that LeBron era. That DMX era is different from that Drake era.
Fact.
Like, I came up in something different. So for you, being, you know, the elder statesman in the room, the big dog, the homie,
sure,
the big homie, what did DMX really mean to you growing up with it, seeing it differently than what I saw?
So I think because, like, you know what I mean, for me, like, a lot of the music, right? A lot of us, when I say us, the music guys I listen to, we like the same age. I'm the same age of a lot of the guys in music that I idolize.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of them things who are like, you know what I mean, a lot of the things that they say is relatable messaging. So literally everything that DMX, you know what I mean?
You can relate to it.
Like, to the T.
Yep.
All the way down to the dog.
Everything.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The ball, it was like
that,
you know,
was
what
there.
I mean? That
and
was my name.
How niggas identify with Drake today. They say everything he's saying is relatable to them. That's the same thing with you.
Listen.
Yeah.
So watch this, right? So I try to help further put it in perspective for everybody. So, example, if they had to round all the black people up, right, and put us back with our fucking tribe.
Yeah.
That nigga in my tribe.
Ha! That nigga in your tribe.
Me, DMX.
Yeah.
Maybe Park. You know what I mean? It's a letting through a couple of niggas in our tribe.
Yep.
And I just call the ball head. I think it might be attitude. And
the ball head make a difference. Ball head make a difference. Y'all got a connection.
Fact.
You, him, and Michael.
It's like and like on some real shit. And I compare DMX and Tupac to this guy.
And Pac, yeah.
So why I say them niggas like the next big sale trip for me, what they did, what both of them did for me, right?
Yeah.
Because their passion on their love for their people and spirituality. You know what I mean? They want to have a desire, a connection with a higher power. Both of them was big on that.
And they did.
And was passionate about that.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's why I said, like, it's a selected tribe of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just a haircut. Yeah. The haircut, for some reason, it just fit our tribe.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, it's not the bald head.
Fact. We chose to cut our strength off. Like, it was the story of Samson and Delilah. You know, that's what's in the Bible.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
Where he Speak on it.
Where he met that woman and, you know, and, you know, one of my preachers, Reverend Timothy Fleming, you know what I mean, that I grew up on. Salute to Timothy Flynn.
Shout out to Preacher Flynn.
Salute to Reverend Timothy. His crowd will never do no crazy.
Shout out
to Reverend Timothy Flynn. But he had a sermon called Sleeping in the Wrong Woman's Lap.
Sleeping in the Wrong Woman's Lap.
Y'all go look it up.
Sleeping in the Wrong Woman's
Sleeping
Lap.
Sleeping in the Wrong
Woman's Lap. He was probably going in when he was saying that shit. You're sleeping in the wrong woman. You didn't did it enough. And then you come back and not. And then you do it again and not. He was probably going off in that motherfucker.
That
I already know.
That is.
I know.
And so he wasn't the type of shit like that. That is.
I threw you off with that one. My bad.
Off,
you can't have me on this motherfucker. Man, you got to have your clip ready, baby.
But look. He on... was like, you know what I mean? He preached that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But see, damn, nigga, you threw me
I threw you all out, yeah. You know what, though? You were saying that he came with a story called Sleeping in Another Woman's Lap.
Yeah.
And but I took that story and I went extra.
Yeah,
that's what threw you off. Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah.
But I got you, though.
You put it back on the
screen. Well, boy, I can bring you back, baby.
Go ahead, brother. But he didn't serve power sleeping in the wrong woman. But anyway, it's about Samson and Delilah.
Yes, there we go.
I mean, Samson
was
the strongest man on earth.
Yes, sir.
You know, and apparently, you know, according to the story, God put all his strength in his head.
Yeah. And then, and that's why you don't break that strength.
The woman to manipulate him, top him in the cutting his tail off.
Right.
You know what I mean? What supposedly ultimately killed him and a lot of more people or whatever.
Right.
But, so, like, we kind of look at, you know what I mean, that shit, like, okay, fuck it, that you can have.
Yeah.
But a lot of people look at the have
like
as an extension.
An extension.
You know
the
what
extension.
I mean? The extension. The extension of your connection.
You know.
To the earth.
Yes, sir.
But, well, I was known to feel like that connection is within anyone.
Spiritual.
You know what I mean? Or what is it with the hair?
Well,
is that spiritual?
For me, it's becoming more spiritual. And thank you. Nobody ever really asked me about my hair. I cut the sides, so it's kind of a halfway spiritual journey. But for me, it's getting to know that there's a part of my body that's connected to something, and it will not lie to me. My hair tells the truth. My hair shows when I'm going through things. My hair shows when I'm happy. My hair shows when I'm sad. My hair feels all of my emotions. The longer my hair grows, ironically enough, I think it's something connected to the brain. I feel fucking smarter. I don't know what the hell that shit is. I got to read some more books on it, but my hair is becoming a part of me that I love, and people be looking at me crazy when I said it, and they be like, well, you think you got this and you got that and all this kind of stuff, but it's something about this hair that's growing and the way it is naturally growing. I mean, I know I sound like a fucking commercial, but it is. I love it. It's a journey. It's a long journey. I still feel like I'm only at the beginning of the journey. Like, I feel like this is the start of the journey. I feel like my hair is going to become something of its own entity at some point. But, you know, we're here now. But yeah, that's with my hair. I feel like we all should just value something at the end of the day. Like, even if it's your hair, if it's your art, if it's your mind, if it's your love, or whatever the case may be, there should be something that you just really, truly value every second of the day. You can't run away from it.
Find value in something.
In something.
That's it.
That's it. It's too early in the game for me to be talking all philosophical now, nigga. We ain't even got into the goddamn. We ain't even started talking about the shit that we had on the notes. We done already got deep, my nigga. Goddamn. I'll be back.
Like,
shit.
Goddamn.
We just got into this.
That was, hey, dope. All right. So, but look. Not only DMX, man. That boy, Black Rob.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because Black Rob did a, like an Instagram live,
you know,
paying his tribute to DMX. And, you know, he ended up dying a couple of weeks later.
And then, like we even, just the deaths, not to cut you off, but the deaths, like the recent deaths, or then today, R.I.P. Prince, a legend, is the 5-year anniversary of his death. Yesterday was the, I don't know how many, or was Luther Vandross' birthday. Like, we done lost some legends and shit like that. It's just be, rest in peace to all of them, I be thinking. Now, the recent ones are real tragic. I'm not even, can you tell me about the Black Rob situation? Because I don't even really know what happened with that. I'm not that familiar with that situation. If you can put me on game.
So, and you know what, bro? I'll tell you what, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to lead straight into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm going to lead into why we here.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, y'all, for being ghetto. People who listen and they can't see, but the people who watching and can see. But I'm being ghetto right now, but we here. I stood up and shit, but we here. We having a conversation now.
It's all good.
But talk to me, brother.
These niggas dying dope things, bro.
They dying fucking dope things.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest with y'all, like, you know what I mean? And
what you mean by that, though? You got to elaborate on that. You can't just say they dying dope things. What you mean? I mean, I know it's self-explanatory, but just go deeper.
Now, to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the DMX character, that's who I'm play a very, very, I can't even know. He had a very significant role in my upbringing.
Okay.
That music.
Yeah.
You know what
his
I mean?
But you said the character too. Not even just his music, but the character.
That character was the music.
Okay.
That's how I was introduced to him.
Okay.
And the other character was, you know, what I saw in interviews or movies or whatever. Just like him, no same, no different than Tupac. You know what I mean? They all in the same brand.
Yeah.
But see, that wasn't Earl Simmons. Earl Simmons was a fucking junkie, my nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Earl Simmons is the one that died.
Wow.
DMX.
Wow.
Had been dead years back.
Wow. You know that thing. It take a lot to wild me.
I'm
going to
be, look, I'm going to be
real. It take a lot to wild me. Ain't nobody never said that shit like that the way you just said it. Talk about it,
King. I want to talk about it, bro. I want to talk about this shit like real shit.
Damn.
Because like, and then like.
DMX died years ago.
Man, years ago, bro. I've been over it.
Woo.
I'm talking about for a nigga that's a diehard DMX fan.
Woo.
I've been went through this part.
Wow.
I've been went through that shit already.
DMX been going in your mind.
Man, please, man.
We just been dealing with this junkie
we
ass.
We been
thing.
Let this shit go.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? At the first arrest, nigga. At the first public dope arrest, I was done with it.
That's deep.
DMX was done.
That's deep.
See what I'm saying? At that's the first deep. Show when he couldn't get it together.
You already knew it was
it
over
was
in your mind.
DMX was done.
That character,
listen,
that
man,
superhero had died in your mind. Now we're just dealing with the man.
Man, that man got 17 kids, bro.
17 kids.
Listen, y'all, that man got 17 kids, bro. You think them folks think about a motherfucking DMX?
DMX been dead since?
That was Earl Simmons, nigga, who they...
They don't give a fuck about that music. They don't give a fuck about them hits.
Who they was trying to get together. Who life they was trying to put.
Yeah. Yep. That's deep, bro.
Man, they've been reaching out to this nigga for years, bro.
That's deep, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look,
deep.
Look, do what I be trying to say. And look, why this?
That's too deep.
Why this? I'm going to go back. And
that's too deep.
Which is why I say all this shit tie into why we here. And like I said, my views on shit are a little different, man. And that's why I like to talk about it. I want people to think on some shit. Ain't no different than George Floyd, bro. It's unfortunate what's happened to that man, my nigga. But everybody love that nigga now. Didn't nobody love that man when he was down there with that fake $20 bill?
George Floyd, you saying, is a character, a figure.
Now, a fake shit.
A face to...
A fake shit. A fake revolution.
And I'm going to tell you
he's
why.
He's a face of fake revolution.
I'm going to tell you why. I didn't even know I agree with you until you just said it that fucking way. And I thought that my shit may have been too controversial for me to say. But
one thing I don't do is play, especially with the truth.
But what
the truth is a hard pill to swallow, bro.
What should have happened,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it right now.
Come on.
What should have happened, so we could really see if we, niggas talking, to me this is the equivalent of when a nigga be talking like he's going to fight, knowing that he's not really capable of fighting. Like he's saying, I can't fight all you do that. He all bark and no bite.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think and what I actually wanted to happen. I'm not even going to say what I think. What I wanted to happen was not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty. Now, let me see if y'all really, really ready to shake this shit up. Mm-hmm. Let me see if y'all really ready to take this shit over. Because y'all saying, if not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, y'all going to do what we did back in 1991, 30 years ago, when Rodney King, his case did what it did, and 64 people, 63 people died. Like 2,000 people were injured, but they went out and they rioted and they did what they did. And it did change the course of the 90s, because think about the 90s. The 90s became very black.
Man,
the
90s,
it ain't no.
Like
that's what I'm saying. You got to think about what happened. We had an opportunity to really change something if they said not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. And let's see if we really going to go out there and shake this shit up. If we really going to talk, we talking that shit if we really going to do it. But it said guilty and we got a chance to exhale, and it was 420, so we really exhaled.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Niggas ain't finna do that shit, man, because it, now it's a nation of African Americans. See what I'm saying? This is a nation of African Americans now. You ain't expecting a revolution out of it. No question.
And then in it, the way, and look, the way the beautiful, ugly, dark, twisted fantasy of the American narrative. In the same breath of this happening, this little girl gets shot 4 times in Ohio. They literally just said, yeah, y'all story ended, but by the way, don't forget. Yeah, y'all thought y'all up here happy because George Floyd, but don't forget. Ain't shit gonna happen to that motherfucking officer, along with the other 30,000 that we don't even know about that's not caught on camera and made a national story. But y'all got this one, but don't forget. Where are we going to go from here is the real story. What are we really going to do? I think we had an opportunity to do something if they said not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. But they said guilty, guilty, guilty. And us as a people, we were like, okay, bet, we're cool now. Until we decide that we're fucking not. Don't get me started, boy.
My leg.
Don't get me started. You shouldn't have got me on this motherfucker.
With that,
you shouldn't have got me on this motherfucker.
With that said, we're going to take a little break for a second. We'll be back in a minute, man. Thank you for the podcast,
yes, sir. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, what's up, Blake? You know what I'm talking about? What's happening, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Hey, we're going to fuck this one out, my nigga.
You hear
me? But I'm about to be out of the way. Don't decide the motherfucker south, nigga. Don't change no little.
Love a nigga rapping that beat.
Yeah.
I'm on the shirt and I off you in a heartbeat. Nigga Finn Cooney and I'm a little over 5 feet. Shout and I'm skinny, but when I pull the semi and the hollow starts spinning, suck a string like women, you don't hear me. Last name Jones like Jimmy, a part of the Taliban, dipping your set. Shoot you in your head while you win your Teflon vest, and I bet you be dead way before sunset. You know, little Quincy Quizzle, yes. I'm that nigga, yes. Big bomber crack, keep cushion in the switcher. Three-time felon, but I still total the pistol. Yeah. $250 bill, hey, milk, got some milk. Paper chaser, nigga, yeah, I'm on my grind. Okay. Fuck up bitches like we see money on my mind. The young nigga caked up, gained 100 bricks trying to get my weight up.
Hey, yeah. I swear to God, I've been rocking rap growing since the infant. You hear me? You been hunching on girls since the kindergarten. Can you dig that? You feel me? For real, man, I'm hell.
Hey, hold on, y'all, nigga.
What's going on, bro?
Don't let me just get up out this motherfucker like that,
man.
Nigga, you finna give me
dog?
Some of that exclusive shit, nigga.
Oh, you want some of that exclusive shit?
I need that back, nigga. I ain't put out of here. You finessing, nigga.
I got a shotgun sawed off. One shot, go off. Watch your brain hit the asphalt. You asked for it. Put you on your ass, homie. And I don't want a mess. No, but I do rock polo. From the hat to the skipper. Dipping on some chrome lip slippers. Feeling the lips of a stripper. She know I'm a river. That's cars and bankroll getter. Nigga, no car with a bankroll, nigga. I'ma pull your bitch more quicker. 50 slicker. Most niggas know I jerk the trigger. But I don't taste no hoe or liquor. You a pussy nigga. Came out of an eat it for breakfast. Why Queasy Queen came out of a C-section. Born to rap it. That Jones 3 car a home gangster ever since. Back in 83 original. My 40 got a little too scoping. Only aim for your head and throat. But no joke for you. No hope. Your mama in the all black and hundred dope. And that nigga by a roof, yeah. I'm a joyless grandson and I got plenty of bodies on my handgun. Kill your man, hun, Queen, he number one. I'm like Ox when I kill for fun. My
my pot filled with a dirty one. That just residue. All that 22 brick and flip the whole avenue. Y'all nigga paying 14 for a deuce. And you're not even getting the whole 62. Taxing fools. Hey, dude, I wax your boo. She do the do and her head was cool. Young Queezy get the bitches no shit and get more ass than Tony. The flow is retarded and Queezy's in a dictionary. When I whip out my dick on a hoe, get scary. Yeah, I don't wanna fuck your mom. Just suck on my dick and send a numb.
I like
the mouth, bitch.
Back at it, family. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's the Bang Verde Podcast again. Hit that like, hit that subscribe button. If you watch, checking in on YouTube, hit that share, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. If you're listening in on Anchor, Blog Talk, any one of the other streaming platforms, you know what I mean? My Denzel Smith in here, you good, bro?
Man, we just had a hole. A whole discussion, yeah. My brother. I want to say again, thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you again for allowing me into your palatial estate. You know, come back from break, still talk about the estate. Big ass house you got. Go to the bathroom, turn the corner, don't even know where the fuck I'm at. Thank you again for that. And let's keep going, man. That was great.
Yeah, man, so I want to I'm pull up this thing. I want to show the people something, man.
As you're pulling that up, go back to what I was saying, I want to double down on that because I don't want people to think that I'm saying, because I say George Floyd, the idea of it, and because I wanted the not guilty, I want to explain that a little bit more. The horrible part of all of this is that a man died, whether it's about a counterfeit $20 bill or about a beef that him and dude had back in the past or whatever it's about, a man died. And the family, even throughout all of this, is not going to get that back. But it changed the world so significantly, and it was a moment. Like I said, 30 years ago, there was a moment when Rodney King got his ass beat on camera, when there wasn't even really an on-camera situation 30 years ago in 1991, but that shit was still on camera, and they were beating his ass for minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes, and he got off, and they rioted L.A., and 63 people died. 63 or 64 people died in the riots, and then thousands were injured in the riots. That were people ready to go out and fight. So when I say again, that I wish that it would have been not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, is to see, are we really ready to change some shit? Because I felt like that changed shit for almost a decade, because you got to think about the 90s. The 90s shifted in our favor more than any other decade.
Wait, now hold on.
You got to be ready to change shit to do
hold
that.
Hold on, because, I mean, you got to be careful with that.
I know.
You know, because
motherfuckers talking about they willing to die. Are you really willing to die? To change shit.
I mean, we're not inciting
a riot or violence. Of course not.
So, okay.
But are we willing to continue to protest, speak up, and try to figure out a way to change systematic racism by being systematic?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm saying.
Agreed.
But now we're not going to be, because it was guilty, 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 and we're just all like everything is good. But like I said, in the same breath of guilty, 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 this girl is getting shot down in Ohio 4 times for police that she called. Mm-hmm. So in the same breath, that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't even, how can we celebrate when that's happening? And on top of that, all the other cases, let's say there were 10 more cases that happened yesterday in that same guilty, guilty, guilty breath when we're all celebrating, and we don't even get the news coverage of those. We don't hear everything that's going on. We don't hear all the evils of the fucking world.
So let me ask you this. Do you think there's a solution?
There is a solution.
Like, that's because, like, for me, for my stance, right? It's gonna, until there's a massive bloodshed. There will never be peace for a black man in the United States of America.
Mm.
Because...
Could that have happened if there was not guilty, not guilty, not guilty? No. Now, I'm not saying I wanted it to happen. I'm not saying I wish it would have happened. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, do you think there would have been a massive bloodshed in America that would have changed the course of the country?
Nope.
You don't?
No.
All right. Okay.
No, because we don't seen this shit before. How we see it saying this happens all the time. This shit ain't nothing new. You just said in the same breath, at the time they were releasing that verdict, some more fuck shit was going on.
In the same breath, somebody was getting shot down.
When they go to court for that shit, it's some shit going to be going on.
You know, but you do know the difference in this one, though. This shit was undeniable. That was the difference in this one. This was 8 minutes and whatever. It turned out to be 9 minutes. This shit was undeniable. Like, this shit, you couldn't, this wasn't even no, well, even the girl yesterday, I've looked into the story, they're saying, oh, she was waving a knife. The officer, I talked to an officer sat at my bar earlier today and was like, well, you know what, she was waving a knife, she could have killed that other person, the person had a right to shoot her. That is always, this one was undeniable, he killed that nigga.
He'll do 12 years max.
The officer for Ohio?
He'll do 12, this nigga, Derek Chauvin.
Chauvin?
He'll do 12 years max.
Yeah, he gonna do about 12, 15. I agree with that. He gonna do about 12, 15.
It ain't that. So my
point. But if they, that's what I'm saying. You, I know it sounds wrong, but I'm like, you might as well have just even guilty, guilty, guilty. We just celebrating. We turning up. We thinking that means change. Like I said, in the same breath, a girl getting shot down and 20 other people getting shot down. I would have rather they said not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, and we all paid attention and did something. That's what I would have rather happen. I know that sounds crazy, but I mean the man did. It ain't gonna take back whether he come back to life or not. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. Let's see if we really gonna change some shit and shake some shit up. But that's but that's more Brother Malcolm than Brother King.
So do we really give a fuck about George Floyd? Or is it more so the
nobody really gives a fuck about George Floyd. Like, nobody gives a fuck about that person. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody really gives a fuck about George Floyd. Nobody knows. People really think that he people think he's that twin for real. Steven Jackson's twin for real. Like, they really think that they twins for real. They don't even know this, man, just because those two look alike. Like, don't nobody give a fuck about George Floyd. Like, if we were locked down in this story, we were all forced to watch it. All the factors played into this. We were in a pandemic. We had no choice but to watch this shit. We all wanted to get out, so we decided to protest. Like, it was a whole, it's a lot of different moving pieces into why we care about George Floyd. And George Floyd is the least of those pieces. I care about his family. I care about what they're going through for the loss. I care about his daughter. I care about, you know, whatever woman he had in his life, his parents. I care about them and what they're going through, having to go through this on the world stage.
That's bullshit, bro.
But
it's
nobody
gives. Everybody be saying that shit, bro. Nobody give a fuck about.
So you know I give a fuck about some of
them. Oh, no, people don't give a fuck, bro.
I give a fuck
everybody be saying that shit.
I'm not saying, I'm saying I don't know.
People gave a fuck about George Floyd, bro.
Okay.
That nigga would have been in there with that fake $20 bill, bro.
Okay. All
right. I said the same thing about
Steven Jackson. Come on, man. All the smoke, baby. Give me all, baby. All the smoke, baby. But no, I'm saying the sympathetic nigga in me, and I'm really a cold ass nigga, but the sympathetic nigga in me cares about the fucking family.
You know what?
Like, I care what they're going through, and they have to go through this in a public eye.
I'm gonna tell you what you care about, bro.
What I care about? Okay, go on, talk to me. Talk to me, King.
You know we do the dope thing, bro.
Oh, here
you go. Make a nigga watch our car, bro, and give him $5, bro.
No, I can't give him $5, bro. You too real. I'm up here thinking I'm talking too real in your ass.
That's what we do to the dope thing.
So that's how we talking on here? That's how we talking on the podcast?
That's what we do to the dope thing.
Okay, let me pour right up a little drink real quick. Yes,
and that's what we did in the hood.
That's what we do.
You make them niggas watch the whole car and then give them $5.
And give them $5 fucking dollars, bruh. All right,
nigga, they go, you send them niggas, they go to the dollar store and fill $100 worth of shit, nigga. You give them $10 for it. Right or wrong?
You right.
You don't give a fuck about the dope thing, nigga.
You right.
Them niggas died dope fiends, nigga. Damn it. Black Rock and George Floyd.
Bruh, and then even the goddamn, like I said earlier, the legends. Prince died on it. Michael died on it. Whitney.
Nah, I don't know. Them niggas got killed.
Ah, nigga, we got to say that for another podcast.
Nah, they might have got killed, bro.
We
I don't know.
Say that for another podcast.
Well, they
gonna go on, if you going to go that route.
I think Mike.
If one is a plant, all is a plant, though. So then you can get me on the air that this all
no,
is a
nigga.
Plant shit.
No, you can't tell me doing four of the same seed in the same garden as Mike and Trent, nigga.
I mean,
as far as we should kill.
It caught the world, and maybe we shouldn't kill this nigga, but killing a nigga caught the world's attention. It caught the world's attention. The world's attention. Killing a nigga. We didn't have to kill the nigga. We killed a nigga. And it caught the world's attention. To the point where when we was waiting, when they said that you'll get the verdict by 4:30, and then we got past 4:30, everybody was on edge. Damn, shit. We good? We okay? We safe? We gonna be all right? What the fuck about to happen? That's the world's attention. I'm driving to work. I hear on the radio, we waiting on the verdict. As soon, we cutting into fucking Beyonce. All praises be to the queen. But we cutting into Beyonce.
What?
Like, if Beyonce come on, if Beyonce come on, we could, yeah, you got to shout her out real quick. You got to shout her out real quick. The king and the queen, Hov and B. That's another podcast for another day. But they going to cut into that. They going to cut into that. And they going to be like, this is the verdict. And like I keep saying and like I said before, if it would have been not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, I was curious to see what the fuck were we going to do? What are you going to do? One of my favorite clips is Al Pacino.
Niggas wasn't going to do shit. Bro.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Any given Sunday, what are you going to do?
These motherfuckers want to do shit, man. These niggas shoot at each other, man. These niggas kill each other by bitches, man. Y'all niggas ain't about shit, man. Especially you rap niggas.
I'm the bridge between the old generation and the new generation. So I still gotta say
you can't leave.
I gotta stick up for my and all the young generation is shit because they are brilliant. They really moving better than the previous generation if you really think about it. The previous generation and the generation before then, y'all motherfuckers was introducing drugs to the community, tearing each other down, doing all this crazy shit, crack. All that trade. Now, I'm not even talking about you. I'm talking about before you and then maybe into you. And then once we get into here, 1990, 1989, 1988, you know, once we start getting into the millennials, we start thinking of different ways. Now, yeah, we still get into some shit, but we ain't introducing no harmful, crazy shit to our own. I think that we are really with each other more than any other generation.
They want to blame us for
it. I want to blame y'all. Y'all taught us the game.
That's their problem. They want to blame us for the shit, for the stupid shit they doing. We don't take no motherfucking pills.
You taught us the game, now. You taught us the game. We just took the game and we took it different, and then we just got blessed with technology. And then we got blessed with social media. And then we just moved different. But what y'all generation taught us is still present to this fucking day. And then the ones like me, the 30-somethings that's in the middle of all of it, the late 20s, early 30-somethings that's in the middle of that, we can remember that old school shit. We can remember that 90s shit. We can remember pre-social media shit. We can't remember it quite as well as you, but we can. But then we also can remember this shit. You know, we the generation, we the superheroes. We the ones that really saving this shit. We the glue, my nigga, that's keeping this shit together. But my bad, I started talking my shit. Go ahead, bro.
Man, this nigga bugging, man. These young niggas. Listen, y'all listen to this nigga. These young niggas, look.
I guarantee you it's some niggas out there right now that's like, yes, come on, King. Speak for us, King. Let's go, King.
See. Don't hype him up. Don't hype this shit up. It ain't worth it, y'all. Don't hype this shit.
It is. We building each other's up. And then that's another thing. Me and my brother talked about that one time. I want to touch on this briefly before you get to this. The King thing. Now, I'm going to say one thing. My thing is I introduced this King thing a long time ago. I do want to say I'm the originator of it as far as doing it without being famous. Like, I could be famous and be talking that King shit, but I'd be talking King shit on my level, and I've been doing that for a few years now. And I, like, my brother told me one day, he was like, you got grown men calling you King. And he was, and we deep dive into why that is, because he wasn't saying it like that's a bad thing. He was saying that, like, people realize, because people don't realize that I'm quick to say King right back. Like, come on, because I think that The power in King for black men should be said. Like, come on, King, if you want some King shit, I'm going to say that shit. So when I said it, when I was calling myself King, that was just me believing in myself. Like, y'all can say whatever. Like, my name is Denzel. Like, fucking Denzel. Like, I should just, like, that's already enough. But I'm saying, fuck Denzel. Call me King. Like, I want to take it to a whole different level. Like, Denzel already has enough baggage to it. But call me King, and then, but I carried myself, and I did enough things in the past few years for people to be like, all right, I fuck with you, King. And I fuck with you too, King. So I just want to take all that negative connotation off King. Don't think that you're weaker when you call somebody a King, or don't think that it's whatever. That, to me, that's self-acknowledgement, King to King. But what you think about that, though? And I want you to be honest, because I know old school don't fuck with that. Dang, I ain't calling no other nigga King. Fuck that nigga.
No, I'm a different animal. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of guys in my generation like to call themselves soldiers.
Soldier, bet.
You know what I mean? But, you know, my salute to my grandfather, man, who was actually a soldier.
Bet.
But he called himself a warrior.
Warrior.
Warrior don't answer to no general.
Yes, sir.
A soldier does.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Warrior, I'm out here by myself, man. I'm willing to die and go to jail, man.
Yes, sir. Warrior. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all told me y'all just willing to die for it. I die and go to jail, but or go to jail. You know what I'm saying? I suffer long term for it. That's a warrior.
Bro, I feel like I'm a warrior too, though, because I go to jail for a motherfucker too.
You feel what I'm saying? I die and go to jail.
I suffer for a motherfucker too.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of motherfuckers rather just end it, nigga. You can't suffer for it.
I suffer
test your manhood, nigga. How much you know what I mean? Like this.
How much can you really take?
Yeah, and that's I give a whole nother life for this car.
Bruh. I put my life on the line for you.
You know what I mean? I do this half right here and do a whole nother half the rest of this.
Even if I know you ain't gonna see it, acknowledge it, or say anything about it. Yeah, I still do it.
That's
because I know that's a warrior.
That's a warrior,
bro.
That's a warrior.
Come on now, dude. Got a hand clap for that motherfucker. Right there.
God
damn.
So hit that like, hit that subscribe button.
That's deep right there.
Yeah, man. Warriors Island, man. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas, you know what I mean, do that. You know what I mean? You know.
That's deep as fuck.
I don't, what got me to a lot of point, my brother, you know what I mean? And being an artist, man, like I play a lot of my shit now. You know what I mean? On the show and whatnot, right? But man, you know, music, you know what I mean? A lot of the shit we doing, talking about, man, we a detriment to our own kind, man. You know, that's why, like, nowadays, man, you know, I try to, like, talk to a lot of you, man. I figure now, we so done, bro. You know what I mean? We so done, man. Like, you know, we watch the news, man. You know, even in, right here in Georgia alone, bro. You know what I mean? The crime rate, man, what these kids doing, man. We can go right now on live, nigga. It's some new shit they done did now.
But see, that's the bigger goal in it all. So, I don't know if you, okay, I'm 29. I never asked you how old you are.
37.
Okay. So, 29, 30, well, I might as well say 30, 37.
37.
So you significantly older than me. And think about, and when I say significantly, I don't mean that in a, you know, a shady way. I mean it's significant because you think about what you are in my life right now. So for me, what I pride myself on is the younger people that I interact with, that I show them something different because a lot of them say they never have seen somebody like me. And I'm able to hear that without even being famous yet.
Right.
So it'd be different if I just had a fucking $1 billion and they're like, oh, yeah, but for them to feel that now is real. So from them to me to you, that shit is almost like levels. Because meeting you, I haven't even met nobody down here outside of my brother, Jameson, that, and he's not even, you know, he's just a little bit older than me. But meeting somebody else, a black man who is doing this, who has this platform, who is actually doing it, actually putting in the work, like that shit inspires me. I was excited to be a part of this podcast today. I was excited to be here. This opportunity is exciting for me. I would do this. I would call off work for this shit. So you're inspiring me. So you got to think that the real thing that could happen is that don't think that anything is lost on us, because you never know the trickle-down effect of what's going on. Because from you to me to the next young nigga, it might come from you. You might inspire me to be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm about to do this. Let me get these likes. Let me do all of this. I didn't see all of this. He showed me. I finally see it. So your power, your impact is going to be real. And the higher you go, the more real it's going to be. And I think that what we all can do better, how we can change shit, is that if we all are cognitive of that and we all are aware of that and realizing that we need to take our own experiences and pour it into the next generation and don't leave them out here to fucking dry and just be like, you know what, y'all figure it out. No, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do it, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you where I fucked up at. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you good things. I'm going to show you bad things. It's up to you. But that's just me. All I was saying to say all of that shit that I just went in, that soliloquy, was I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for bringing me in.
Hey, thank you for bringing me here.
Thank you for showing me this.
Yo, you can't be mad at that, family. You can't be mad at that at all,
family.
Hey, man. Salute, bro.
Salute.
Salute, man.
What you got next for me?
Cheers to you, man.
You want to talk about some aliens?
Cheers.
What are we going to talk about? What you ready for? I'm ready. Clip fully loaded. I feel like an old Western right now. Let me find out I could do the special effects, the sound effects too. That's whole podcast lit. Where you going with this? But again, while he's finding it, shout out to everybody who's watching right now, listening right now. All around the world, he told me. Goddamn, Singapore, Australia, Los Yacadada, Hawaii, just all around the fucking world. People, Uganda, Ethiopia, goddamn, people just, they just in there talking to each other about it. Everybody's listening from all across the fucking world on your platform that you got. So thank y'all, all y'all listening. Sorry if I'm a little bit too ghetto or if I'm talking too much shit, but my guy brought me here, got me feeling good.
Get your shit out,
it
man.
It is what it is. So I got to talk a little bit of shit. It is what it is.
And we celebrating, you know, two black men coming together and doing this. And officially sitting down and having real conversations. And that's what we're supposed to do. But now, he pulling up some shit. Look,
everything in life is
I did my best. I ain't know what else I was going to say. But that's
right.
Like, nigga, you in the goddamn. I was going as long as I could now. Shit.
Hold on, because my family already know how I do. I want to play this, but I want to get your views on it. You know what I mean? So, hold on.
So you pulling up that Bill Gates. Is this that shit where he hit us with the
different types of cars, different ways of building buildings. There are a lot of services where you can bring the energy for that service down quite substantially. Some individual services even bring it down by 90%. There are other services like how we make fertilizer or how we do air transport where the rooms for improvement are far, far less. And so overall here, if we're optimistic, we may get a reduction of a factor of 3 to even perhaps a factor of 6. But for these first three factors now, we've gone from 26 billion to at best maybe 13 billion tons. And that just won't cut it. So let's look at this fourth factor. This is going to be a key one. And this is the amount of CO2 put out for each unit of energy. And so the question is, can you actually get that to zero? If you burn coal, no. If you burn natural gas, no. Almost every way we make electricity today,
This is the nigga who ran your vaccine. This is the nigga who ran your fucking vaccine, bitch. Listen.
Is create a new system. And so we need energy miracles. Now, when I use the term miracle, I don't mean something that's impossible. You know, the microprocessor is a miracle. The personal computer is a miracle. The internet and services are a miracle. So the people here participated in the creation of many miracles. Usually we don't have a deadline where you have to get the miracle by a certain date. Usually you just kind of stand by and some come along, some don't. This is a case where we actually have to drive at full speed and get a miracle in a pretty
make
tight
time frame.
Now, I thought, how could I really capture this? Is there some kind of natural illustration, some demonstration that would grab people's imagination here? I thought back to a year ago when I brought mosquitoes, and somehow people enjoyed that. It really got them involved in the idea.
Didn't he just say he brought mosquitoes and people enjoyed them?
So, with energy, I like to come up with is this. I decided that releasing fireflies would be my contribution to the environment here this year. So here we have some natural fireflies. I'm told they don't.
This is the room of science.
Not even believe that.
Like real people.
Now there's all sorts of gimmicky solutions like that one, but they don't really add up to much. We need solutions, either one or several, that have unbelievable scale and unbelievable reliability. And although there's many directions or people seeking, I really only see five that can achieve the big numbers. I've left out tide, geothermal, fusion, biofuels. Those may make some contribution, and if they can do better than I expect, so much the better. But my key point here is that we're going
to
have to work on each of these five.
Yeah.
Can't give up any of them because they
bring it back to the truth.
Now let's look first at the burning fossil fuels, either burning coal or burning natural gas. What you need to do there seems like it might be simple, but it's not, and that's the case.
They might be watching
all
this
the
and they're thinking like,
after you burn it, going out the flue,
what you get into,
pressurize it, create a liquid,
point.
Put it somewhere, and hope it stays there.
Science is scary.
Now, we have some pilot things to do this
cares.
At the 60-80% level, but getting up to that full percentage, that will be very tricky. And agreeing on where these CO2 quantities should be put will be hard. But the toughest one here is this long-term issue. Who's going to be sure? Who's going to guarantee something that is literally billions of times larger than any type of waste you think of in terms of nuclear or other things? This is a lot. Volume. So that's a tough one. Next would be nuclear. It also has three big problems. Cost, particularly in highly regulated countries, high. The issue of the safety, really dealing
talking
about
what they're doing
nothing
now.
Go wrong, that
as far as controlling
the
population.
Human operators,
as far as your
that the
vaccines,
fuel doesn't get used
the coronavirus.
In weapons.
This,
and then
I'm
going to
let you play all of this, but I really want to get into
large,
even what you look at happening right here. But I'll tell you after you let this play.
So three very
because I think this is a part of the problem.
That might be solved.
What you mean?
And so should be worked
I tell you, I'm going to let you let it play.
The last three of the five I've grouped together. These are what people often refer to as the renewable sources. And they actually, although it's great they don't require fuel, they have some disadvantages. One is that
this ain't
the density
nobody.
Of energy gathered in
I'm
these technologies is dramatically less than a power plant.
You know what
this
I'm saying?
Energy farming.
Let me
about
come back. Let us come back. We're going to talk about it, but that ain't getting to nobody. We bet.
Yeah.
Times more area.
So what I said, like how that shit, you go ahead and do your thing
real quick.
I was saying like, okay, that, for the amount of time that just went on, now let me just speak from a perspective of if I was just listening to this and somebody, the viewer, the listener, is on a high because of our dialogue that we was just having. And if we could have pivoted into that, what that just was, and put that message across without the PowerPoints and all the shit that didn't nobody really care about. I heard what you said of why we should care about that, but we gotta keep folks while they on the high, and I think that's where we fuck up at. That's going back to this George Floyd situation. While we got people's attention, let's act.
Don't have people's attention and then get into, you know, trying to take them to school on some shit that they like. Keep their attention, get their attention, and talk to them. You have to talk with them, not at them. You have to have a conversation with them is what I'm saying. That's it. That's what I just got from that. Because I got what you wanted from that. And I heard when you explained it to me, but I'm just thinking as the listener, as the viewer, as that person that's in Singapore listening right now, they might have been right with us to that point.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, he got me fucked up, y'all.
At least you let me say it.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me get it off.
Yeah, I wanted you to get that.
Get that clip off.
No, we ain't going out like that.
We can't go out like that. We got them. We got to keep them.
And you got to understand how I've been boxing their ass in, bro. I love testing the waters on them.
Shout out to Singapore, shout out to LA, shout out to Cleveland, shout out to Cleveland, shout out to Akron. Akron's own the king, returning soon. The return of the king will be the story. Young Buck, Young King is coming soon. Tomorrow night, ESPN, maybe TNT, I don't know. Dallas Lakers, Young GOAT. Young GOAT returns, so shout out to him. Shout out to everybody who's still getting unemployment because I'm not. So I hope that y'all still enjoying those checks.
Real shit. Yo, checks. You know what? Shout out to everybody on the way to jail fucking with these PPP loans, man.
Boy, because I sure was about to get slipped up and catch my way into one, but the Lord told me and he said, didn't them. The Lord said that, and I didn't see people show me the money. Whoa, won't he do it? Right. Won't he do it? He told me that they don't do it because your ass going to go to jail.
I was a quick nigga to continue.
I was about to. I'm about to take that loan. I had everything set up. Go on, give me that $40,000 real quick, baby. And I said, nah, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, I can't. Denzel can't go to jail. The shit rhymes. It can't even happen. Like, I can't even let that shit happen.
It was going to be bad, man.
But that money, they just show up making it easy.
Them folks got lists out and everything.
They already know who getting that motherfucking money. And that money going to come right back on you, but it's cool.
This is $189 billion worth of loans out there.
You think they ain't going to get that money?
They coming.
So talking about you got 30 years. You got 30 years in prison, nigga.
I know, man.
$40,000. I'm like, hell no, nah, you ain't about to give me no $40,000, goddamn.
I know a girl that got a 20-piece whole time. I got 23 or 25, 28, 20. She got a bill full time, boy.
But to bring it back to what I said before, this is a part of the bigger narrative. Why we always trying to get that quick, easy thing? Like I said, guilty was quick and easy. Yeah. Not guilty. Well, I'm going to keep that motherfucking narrative. I don't care. Because we already ready to settle. We already ready for it to just be quick and easy.
Because she's taking a ride. No question.
Yeah.
She's going to jail.
You're going to enjoy that $40,000 for about a year.
Y'all going to jail. Yeah. I hope y'all, you know what I mean, I hope you look. That shit's for you. Like, you know what I mean, it's for business and employees, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope a lot of y'all did do the right thing, did at least start a business.
Hell no, that's some folks ain't gonna start no motherfucking business and doing that shit.
Niggas going all out of town, y'all.
They said that's my traveling fund.
You know what I'm saying? That's all in Miami and shit. All these guys be going to jail, but ain't gonna be no hoes out there with them, bro. Okay. This winter, but the club gonna be empty.
Sure. It's gonna be a cold when winter is coming, too. Winter is coming, my God.
It'll be a cold winter for real.
Winter
they pulling
is
up.
Coming.
Joe Biden pulling up. Y'all voted him in, and he pulling up.
So how did you not to change it? But how did you feel today when you woke up? How did you feel?
Come on, that Derek Chauvin was in jail.
Yeah, did you feel different? Actually, let's trace back to the moment because we actually had the moment together. So we went outside, smoked a cigarette, waiting like we was nervous. When we was in the restaurant, they clapped. when it happened. It was like a celebration. We turned the TVs up. We turned the TVs up and turned the music down. We never do that. Never do that. We did that for this.
Yeah.
And in the moment, of course, it was a relief. We all sighed. I think nobody can lie and say they just have like a, okay, we got one. We finally got one. That's what it felt like. But how did you feel today? You feel different? You give a fuck? Did it feel like you won today?
You know, it's bad, man. I,
the morning after.
I need to get my shit together because I probably really don't give a fuck.
You ain't give a fuck.
I didn't even give a fuck.
It was still on my mind.
I didn't realize the shit now. Like, I probably didn't give a fuck.
You didn't give a fuck. It didn't change your mindset as a person today.
No, and it should have. Because, you know, as you said, you know, this is a monumental
moment. A monumental
moment. For black people, right?
Yeah.
We got one. Man, this shit crazy, bro.
That's what I'm saying. How did you feel today as a black man?
Embarrassed, really. To be honest and disrespect, still.
That it took all this?
It ain't enough for me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now that's where I'm at. Even though I guess you can say we got it.
We finally got one.
We got it.
We finally got one.
I guess you say we got it.
We finally
you know
got
mean?
One.
But still, you know what I mean?
One out of a billion?
That's what I'm saying. I
mean, one out of a billion?
That one guy, man, it doesn't kill an ideology. You know what I mean?
Did you when you watch that? And I want people to go back in this because I want them to know what I saw when they said guilty the first time. The most powerful thing about that whole moment, and I actually thank God for the mask because the mask let me see your eyes and the eyes reveals the truth to your soul. So when I'm looking at his eyes when they say guilty, when I tell you this nigga really looked shocked, like he looked like really I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm the one that they got? Like, wait, no, this story has been the same for a fucking 100 years. And I'm the one? Like, that's how his eyes look. Go back and watch that video, y'all. When they said guilty, this nigga said no. I can't be the one out of all these motherfuckers.
I was surprised. No, I was surprised. You know, because I thought because they've been doing this shit forever, man.
Yeah.
They be getting off.
Yeah. You know, that's why he was looking like that. He was like, it ain't no way I'm the one. I already knew I was about to go home to my wife. It's about to be over with, and the world's going to burn itself down, and I'm going to be right home with my wife. Watching it on TV. Protected. Because you can't tell me it ain't some powerful white people out there protecting him.
It is.
But that's some powerful white people out there protecting his ass too. That's why he's nice, safe, and secluded. He ain't going to nobody's general population. Yeah, he ain't gonna be around no real niggas. He ain't gonna be around nobody that can harm him. They was like, okay, you're gonna have to get through this, but trust me, you're gonna be very well protected. He got some very powerful people on his side. And he ain't gonna have to worry about nothing. They say he in a special facility. Like, come on now. Now, not to say it's a white or black thing, because Bill Cosby in that same facility. It's just when you've got some powerful people in your corner, you don't go to regular prison. You go to, like, you're in prison, but you're not in prison. Like, you still can tweet and shit. Your wife can come anytime. You're getting whatever meal you want. Like, he going to be okay. 10 or 12 years of that shit. Ain't no real prison. Ain't no shit that we would go through if we had to go through that. We wouldn't be transported to a special facility away from everybody because of dangers that could happen to us.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, like, tonight, this nigga, when they locked him up in court, you know what I'm saying? I thought tonight, when they locked him up in court, his ass going to get touched.
No, they already said it.
Gonna beat his ass.
They took him to a solitude-like place. I'm going to pull that shit up. They said, we took this nigga to a special facility because of worry that somebody might harm him. But they did just say that he's being held in solitary confinement. So,
Chauvin.
Solitary confinement is solitary confinement. But like I said, if you think about, or if you go back and look at the video, and then Brett Favre done for it. Brett Favre done for it. I just saw this. That's why every time I go on my, Brett Favre says it's hard to believe Derek Chauvin meant to kill George Floyd. Brett Favre thinks Derek Chauvin didn't intend to kill George Floyd.
I mean,
Brett Favre, but he's been on the edge of being on that good old boy shit.
He just killed his Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he already done for. Yeah, Brett Favre, I'm gonna be the first person to say this before we get to Undisputed and First Take tomorrow. Fuck you. and we can go on about that.
But,
because anything about that, like I said, bigger to the case, not saying that I care about George Floyd, nothing like that, but that shit is undeniable. It's intentional. And the fact that they have a history, that's the part that people keep leaving out the story. Him and this man had a history. They bend in like each other. He bend in like him. So when he had his neck on that man's throat, that wasn't no random fucking neck. That wasn't no random neck that he had his fucking knee on. Like, it wasn't like it was just some random nigga. It was somebody who he had already had encounters with. That's why he wasn't about to get up. Like, I'm sick of this nigga. So that's what makes it different. And we just so happen to have that 17-year-old girl, I don't know what her name is, that recorded the shit for the whole duration of the time. Because imagine if she didn't. Because his police report didn't include a lot of shit. But the video included all the shit. So if that video didn't happen, it would have been another one of the thousand stories where they just lied. He would have just said, oh, yeah, he just died because, you know, he fucking got lung cancer or some shit like that, and just let it go like that.
A carbon monoxide.
Yeah. But, the police report was different from the video. They brought that shit up in the fucking case. So if we didn't have that video, we wouldn't even be talking about this. That video coming out while we were locked down, so we had no choice but to watch it, changed the world. Change the fucking world. I will give it that. Like I said earlier, we don't give a fuck about George Floyd as a person, but as a figure, as an entity, and I know that sounds bad, but as a figure and as an entity, I know
that's
how that sounds. But
my buddy, man,
but as a figure,
we don't give a fuck about George Floyd.
We don't care about George Floyd. Who knew George Floyd? God damn it, I got cousins that I really don't give a fuck about.
Don't,
so you telling me that I give a fuck about this nigga that I don't know nothing about? I don't.
Yeah.
But the idea and everything that happened, I do give a fuck about that, if I could separate the two things. But I ain't going to wear no George Floyd shirt. You know, I ain't gonna wear no GF shirt. That ain't going to happen. But the idea that this motherfucker got beef with him and he can kill him and thought he would get away with it, and then he got held accountable, which has never been done in history, I give a fuck about that. It's game-changing. It's a game-changer. It's one of the biggest game changers of all time, because even fucking OJ, we like to say we got away with one with OJ because he killed a white woman, but that wasn't, what did that really do for us?
Yes,
nothing.
Yes.
This one, but, you know, we're going to see what it really does for us in the future. I keep saying I don't give a fuck about George Floyd, and I know, RIP George Floyd, to the family, I feel my sympathy is with you. You know, my condolences. But as far as, I don't mean to keep saying fuck
that.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I ain't know that nigga. Like, I ain't gonna say fuck that nigga, but I ain't know that nigga. Like, I don't know his plight. I don't know what he's been through. But goddamn, out here with counterfeit $20 bills, I don't know what the hell you got going on. But that don't mean the nigga should have had his knee on your neck. You out here scheming shit. I probably wouldn't have liked you anyway. But he shouldn't have had the knee on the fucking neck. And that's it. Y'all been had beef. That's why that nigga looks so shocked when that shit happened. Boy, I'm going, they going to be mad at me for this. If this go viral, boy, they going to, you know, goddamn, Kamala Harris might call Denzel. Why were you speaking on it? You have to know.
Hey.
Barack Obama. Denzel. Hey, look. Me and Masero were watching. And we like to think that you could have talked about that a little bit differently. Now, listen. We respect you. We respect Xavier. Everything that y'all have going on. But you didn't have to say fuck George Floyd so many times. You see, you said you don't give a fuck too many times. And listen. I really don't give a fuck either, but I don't say the shit. That's what Obama would have came in that bitch and said. I'm going to get this phone call eventually.
Hey, family, it's a favorite podcast, man.
I'm done, y'all. Yeah, We got to go.
Of your love, deep like the ocean. If I know no better, I would Like you slipped me in some potion. And the last drink that I had with you, as if I'm still passion through a wine glass. Nothing else can you matter as much if I can't tell you I'm lost, babe. Lost in the sauce, and girl, I don't know where to go. Put it on hold, or if I should just let it flow and take its course, let it drift further into the abyss of my life.
Brain get it before beheading. In other words, I ain't got time to run game. If I'm shooting my shot, then it's Kurt Cobain. Make certain aim at the heart, so all my efforts can go in vain. Strong feelings for you, baby, swole like Bane. Make it so pronounced, cadence holds my things. And the quote line, hold my chains. If a penny's for my thoughts, then I'm paid. Cause you've been running through my mind all day and day. You're using dimes to whatever that time's paying. Here's my John Wayne. It's the Wild Wild West. No true pill, but it's true words best. Fly it in the shots from the dude you left. I remain bulletproof in a new fur vest. Chinchilla, I take his chin if you don't chill. Tell him you left on your own will. I manifest love, I ain't gotta go still. I attract that with love on the hoes what's real. And that's the whole deal. Something like Holyfield. And that's what God, I'm only here to hold you close to me and do what I'm supposed to. Give no roly-poly floating, flying your fucks. When I'm in touch with my emotional drive to devote the time to you. And we way past the coastline, the sailboats and horizon.
Run away, run away, run away. We feel the current taking us. We won't find the land of love. And everything that we can take from it.
The Fame
Verde
Podcast.
Just repping how we do it, man. Again, salute to my guy, Denzel. In the building, you know what I'm saying?
But, man, lit now.
That's probably one of the most controversial guests we done had on the show so far.
Man, lit now.
Yeah,
all
know
my shit.
Man. Salute to it, man.
Those on camera, y'all done seen each other.
Salute to it.
Anyway, you know what I mean? But I've been so controversial, y'all. This is what y'all gonna get every time I come on. I tell you where to find me if you want to talk to me about it.
But that said, go on and give it to him, girl.
Right now, you can go to Snapchat. Is Zell Knows One. Z-E-L-N-K-N. Let me go back. Z-E-L-K-N-O-W-S-1. That's the Snapchat. Everything else, that's all you're going to get. You can find me on Facebook if you want to. You can try to find me on Instagram if you want to. I'm not a social media person. I love Snapchat because I can put that shit out there 24 hours. That's all you get. And then it disappears. I don't have to see your comments. I don't have to worry about it. And if you want to bring something directly to me, you can message me. And then we can have a direct dialogue about it. It don't got to be, oh, I'm going to put this in the motherfucking comment. So, no, come to me. So, Zell Knows One, ZELKNOWS, one, the number one. See my snap. Message me if you really got something to say. Screenshot it if you're really feeling good. And then I'll be able to see all that shit. Other than that, eventually, if y'all really demand it, I'll start getting the Instagram and the Facebook and all that shit. But I'm old school. I'm old school. Catch me on the snap, baby. Goddamn. You get the best 24-hour story of your life. You better get it in while you can. And if you screenshot it, I will know.
Hey. But that was the best. I hear bullshit, y'all. Y'all know we be out here, but that was the best outro I ever heard, my nigga. Man. Salute to the God. Appreciate my guy Denzel Smith for joining us tonight, man.
It was fun. We got to do it again. I'll be back next week.
No question.
Be back next week, somebody man. Don't kill me.
He's gonna be back next week.
I'll be back next week.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be back next week.
Salute, of course, you know what I mean, to our sponsors that I don't have in front of me right now. But so with that said, it is what it is. It will be plugged in this spot, you know what I mean, when you hear this shit again, other than the live stream, you know what I mean?
Love y'all. But, all love. All love. Remember that it's all love.
Thanks, man. Peace and light, everybody. Y'all already know the Vane Verde Podcast about Pimp Black. We out.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVaneVerde. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at TheVaneVerde. Twitter at TheVaneVerde. Instagram The_Vane_Verde. Google Plus at TheVaneVerde. Skype TheVaneVerde. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVaneVerdict@gmail.com. Again, TheVaneVerdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVaneVerdictPodcast or PayPal me at TheVaneVerdict. Peace and light, family.